This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. While the Republican Party held their convention in the Xcel Energy Center in Minneapolis last week, a related but very different set of events took place outside, as protesters and demonstrators were roughly investigated, corralled, and arrested, only to be released hours or days later with no charges filed. Carl Patrick, a young activist from Petaluma, said he saw heavily defended police officers in the Twin Cities who seemed to be spoiling for a fight.
When they attacked us, there was no provocation whatsoever. We were in the streets in a peaceful fashion. No one reacted with violence against the police. No one threw anything at them. They said we did, but from being there on the front lines, I can tell you that's completely false. I remember at one point, I saw a riot officer sitting there with his tear gas gun in full riot gear, and I kind of just shook my head at him briefly. And he stood up, he pointed his tear gas gun at me, and he said, "You want to be next? Keep shaking your head."
So Patrick was not entirely surprised when a peaceful, legally permitted protest march came under assault.
They gave us the order to disperse. Some people did begin dispersing, but I think they got the feeling that we weren't dispersing fast enough. And then without provocation, they began firing tear gas on us. They began spraying the crowd, setting off a lot of concussion grenades close to people. And then as we began running, National Guard came out the side and ambushed us and began shooting rubber bullets at the crowd as they ran away, shot people in the back. Luckily, the group I was with, we stayed pretty calm, and we were able to treat a few people who had been pretty badly gassed and sprayed.
Starhawk, an activist, writer, and trainer in nonviolence who lives in Casadero, was also at the convention and saw a bus, outfitted as a traveling educational exhibit on permaculture, stopped and seized by police.
The bus got pulled over by the police with no warrant, no cause, not even like you've got the taillight out. They just pulled it over, ordered the people out. Stan and Delilah Wilson, who are the bus's owners, said, "We don't consent to a search unless you have a search warrant," which they didn't have. So they just ordered them out of the bus and took the bus, had it towed away.
The bus was released 3 days later. Little, if any, of this was reported by the national media, although there were some stories about the police raids just before the convention that apparently focused on the pacifist group Food Not Bombs, even to the extent of confiscating computers from a home in Berkeley. Often, those who were arrested were charged with conspiracy to riot, charges that in most cases were soon dropped. But Starhawk contends there was, in fact, a conspiracy at work in Minnesota.
There was a criminal conspiracy. There was a criminal conspiracy among the law enforcement agencies who apparently made a decision that they would act completely illegally, raiding people's homes, arresting people for no reason and with no authority. To me, that is the worst kind of conspiracy, because it's the people who are supposed to be standing up and defending the laws, making a clear decision that they don't have to be bound by the law. And that's something I think that everybody should be alarmed by.
You can hear more from both Starhawk and Carl Patrick about their experiences last week on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.